LEX Homicide on InYourHeadAllLive.com.
All right, we are back. Welcome back to In Your Head, and we're joined now by Barry Darsow. Welcome to the show.
Well, it's good to be here.
All right. Which name do you get? Which name do you get most often by the wrestling fans?
Which name?
Yeah. Do they remember you as Barry? Do they call you Barry Darsow? Do they call you Demolition Smash?
Well, it kind of depends upon where I'm at. If I'm
like
down
the area?
South a little bit, it's Crusher Khrushchev. If I'm most of the other place, it's Smash.
Okay. We should get a caller here. He's been calling in all night, so we better take him. We got Brian Jones on the line.
Mr. Darsow?
Yeah, how you doing?
Pretty good. I had two questions, actually. One, I read on Online World of Wrestling that you said you went to school with Tom Zink and a lot of other guys in Minnesota. Was that wrestling school or high school?
Well, I went to high school with a lot of the guys, and we went to wrestling school. I went to school with... at Robbinsdale with Kurt Hennig and Rick Rude, Tom Zink, Brady Boone, all of us guys, we all went to the same school.
Okay.
Wayne Bloom and, there's just a lot of guys. John Nord, Nord the Barbarian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to know was, what was it like competing in the first and, to my knowledge, only a King of the Road match? What exactly was that like?
You're breaking up on the phone.
I just want to know what it was like to be the only guy one of the two only people to ever compete in a King of the Road match.
Oh, it was great. That was my match. In fact, Mike Graham was the one that he asked me. He says, "Hey, do you want to do a special match?" And I said, "Yeah, well, let's do it." And he says, "Well, let's have it on the back of a semi truck, and we'll call it the King of the Road match." So that ended up becoming my match.
Mm-hmm.
But after it was all done, when I got fired, then we couldn't have any more matches like that.
Mm-hmm. And not too many people can claim to be, have a match only that they were the only people that competed in.
They fired both you and Dustin for that, for blading in that match?
Yeah, they fired Dustin and myself. And what they said was the match was too bloody, so they couldn't put it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So all the
clips that you see, it was called uncensored.
What's that?
I thought the pay-per-view was called Uncensored. I mean, doesn't that kind
of... That's what I couldn't figure out either. And we were shocked because it was one of our best matches that we had, both Dustin and I. And they ended up cutting out a lot of the match because of the blood.
Right. Well, thanks for calling in, Brian.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you think that hurts wrestling if when the TVs kind of want to censor out some of the violence when really wrestling itself is violence?
Well, I don't think it's bad to do that, but that match was a pay-per-view, so it wasn't a TV match or anything. So, uncensored pay-per-view, usually you can do just about anything you want to do, and that's what we did.
Right. I don't even understand why they would have to censor something on pay-per-view. I mean, they show R-rated movies.
I think what they do is they censor it for the videotapes later on.
Oh, okay.
Depending upon which company is putting out the tapes, they have their rules and regulations that they got to go by, too.
Mm-hmm. We got a caller here. Who is this?
Hey, guys. It's Orange Coin.
Oh, hi. You're on air with Barry Darsow. Do you have a question?
Hi, Barry Darsow.
It's kind of hard to hear you, but how's everything?
Pretty good. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I would like to say one of my favorite wrestling moments growing up when I first started watching was the Repo Man gimmick. I remember you on Raw when you stole Macho Man's hat.
Oh, yeah. Now, where are you from?
I'm from Rockford, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
I was wondering...
many times.
Yes, definitely. I was wondering... what would be your favorite Repo Man moment?
Well, that one right there probably was, because that was the first Monday Night Raw, and when I wrestled Randy Savage at that time, that was the highest ratings that they had on Raw. So that was a pretty big deal.
Do you have anything else, Orange?
Yeah, that was definitely great. What was it like wrestling Bret Hart?
It was a pleasure. You knew when you got in the ring with him, you had to work your tail off, but you knew you were going to have a good match with him.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the greatest guys to wrestle.
Very cool. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for calling in.
Take care.
Okay, you too.
We got you another call here, too. We got Ryron on the line.
Hello, sir. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
Yeah, you too. How you doing?
Very good. How are you this evening?
Good, good. Can't complain.
I was curious how the hole-in-one Darsaw character came about.
What did he say?
He wants to know how the hole-in-one Darsaw character came about.
Well, I play a lot of golf, and I was in between a couple of different gimmicks, and Terry Taylor was one of the bookers down in WCW, and he asked me, he says, you know, what do you want to do here? And I says, well, I want to play golf. And he goes, well, why don't you golf on TV? And I said, okay, I'll be holding one Darsaw, and that was it.
Do you think that would have taken off better, like if it had more TV time, if it was on Nitro?
Yeah, in that time, they didn't want to push me. I was one of the guys that's been around for a long time. So they were already bringing in the new guys, and they didn't want to go with it all the way. Mm-hmm. So they held it back.
Golgo from the message board wants to know if you're a better golfer than Larry Zbyszko.
What was that?
Wants to know if you're a better golfer than Larry Zbyszko.
Oh, yeah. I would love to take him out. You know, in fact, a couple times on the road, he was the only guy I never really golfed with. I golfed with a lot of guys in, you know, every different state I golfed.
Mm-hmm.
Larry is supposed to be a good golfer.
Yeah. We've had him on the show a few times. He talks about golf quite often. Is a lot of wrestlers good golfers? Do you golf with any guys you used to wrestle with?
Oh, yeah. All the time. Jacques Rougeau used to golf a lot. Sergeant Slaughter. Tito Santana. Who else? Rene Goulet, I golf with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Strongbow. Pat Patterson. You know, we used to go on a lot of celebrity golf tournaments all around, too.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Ryron?
Yeah, I was wondering, how was it to start out the Royal Rumble with your tag partner in Demolition?
He's asking about starting out the Royal Rumble with your tag partner in Demolition.
That was a different twist. That was kind of tough to do. Because being partners and being champions before and all that, and all of a sudden going against each other, it was hard, but it was fun.
Thanks for calling in, Robert. You talked about going to school with a lot of guys in Minnesota. What do you think about it is about Minnesota that produces such great wrestlers?
Well, I think because all of us were so competitive. You know, growing up, we all hung around together. We trained together. We went out to the bars at night together, and we were always competing against each other. So that's probably why.
Mm-hmm. We'll let everybody know, too, you're going to be at the NWA Legends Fan Fest in August, Friday, August 10th through Sunday, August 12th. That's in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Hilton University Place Hotel. And for more information on getting your tickets and everything, it's nwalegends.com.
Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy doing these shows?
Yeah, you know, I've only, you know, for, you know, probably 6-7 years, I haven't done anything with wrestling. And it's fun to get to see all the guys together again and all that stuff and meet all the fans that used to watch us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I am starting to enjoy it. This is my third one that I've done, and I don't go do a lot of them. So
mm-hmm.
The one in Charlotte, North Carolina is pretty special.
Oh, yeah. What's the craziest thing a fan's ever had you sign?
What's that?
What's like the strangest object a fan's ever had you sign before?
Boy, I can't hear you.
He wanted to know what's the weirdest thing that someone's asked you to sign before.
I've signed on girls' boobs before and their butts. That's kind of nice.
I would imagine. I guess it would depend on the girl.
Yeah, that's true. But they're all beautiful anyway.
Right. Do you enjoy, like you said, meeting up with some of the wrestlers that you haven't seen for a long time?
What was that?
Is it fun to like meet up with some of the wrestlers that you haven't seen for a long time?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's going to be a good time to see them all.
Mm-hmm. Was it ever hard to like talk to the fans, kind of, you know, more open about wrestling?
No, not at all. You know, I've been out of it so much now. You know, once people start talking about it, it's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of brings back a lot of memories.
Mm-hmm. Were you against doing the Crusher Khrushchev gimmick originally, you know, since it was, you know, the Russian gimmick?
No, not at all. In fact, when I first started that Mid-South, Nikolai Volkov was my partner, and that was one of my first real big breaks to make it in the business, so I was really excited about it.
Is it fun to get the fans against you?
Oh, yeah. That was the funnest.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the bad guys were always the real good guys in real life, and the good guys in the ring were the bad guys outside the ring.
Right. Did any of the fans ever, like, try to go after you because, like, it had so much heat?
Oh, yeah. Lots of times. In fact, when I was in Louisiana, I got my tires slit quite a few times, windshields broke. You know, a lot of times you had to fight your way out of the building, and they'd throw rocks at you and all that stuff.
Right. And did you ever get into, any real bad fights or anyone try to come after you with, like, a weapon?
Yeah, in Tampa, Florida, one time somebody came at me with a knife and got away from it. And they had in Alexandria, Louisiana, a guy came from behind with a knife, and Nikolai Volkov told me I had to run around the ring to get away from him.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a couple incidences like that.
Right. You got a question from the board, Incher?
Norman Rad here, he actually has a question. He wants to know, were you against adding Crush to Demolition?
No, not at all. Brian was a good friend, and was a good guy, and he really added to the team.
You talk about the Russians. I always wondered why all the evil Russians were bald. Seemed like when they turned when they were good guys, then they grow their hair back.
It was all the chemicals they put in our food when we were young.
Then they become Americanized, and then the hair will grow back.
Exactly. So Ivan Koloff will be there in Charlotte, too, I hear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen Ivan in probably, I'd say, 10 years, probably. So I'm really excited to talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Did he help you out a lot, like, early in your career?
Yeah. You know, I was already in the business for quite a long time, but, you know, being with somebody like Ivan Koloff, just watching him, you learn so much from him. He was just a good guy. We got along great.
Yeah, we met him last year. He was at the Capital Legends Fan Fest, and he was just a really nice guy to everybody.
Yeah, he's a first-class guy.
Mm-hmm. When you debuted, you know, with Demolition,
yeah,
you had Johnny Valiant as your manager, and then you guys quickly went over with Mr. Fuji. You think he was a better fit for the team?
Mr. Fuji?
Yeah.
Yeah, he made us more bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got us a lot of heat in the ring.
Any good question from the board there, Barbie?
Yeah, the Gibbering Mouther wants to know, if you could combine two of your characters from the past into a new character, who would you choose?
Demolition Smash and Crusher Khrushchev. They were kind of the same gimmick, but a different look.
Oh, okay.
He suggested an evil Russian golfer.
Now, that would be good.
Yeah.
As long as I could hit the ball, that would be okay.
Do you still wrestle on indie shows once in a while?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
Yeah, that's like I was saying. I haven't done anything for about, you know, 7-8 years, and I've had 3 personal appearances, and I'm starting to do, quite a few more now.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get out and see the guys and have fun.
Yeah, you also got a website, BarryDarsowWrestling.com. If anybody, I think you could, you know, if people want to book you and Demolition X together, I think they got like a, you got an email up there if anybody wants to do that. What was it like doing some appearances again with X?
Oh, it was great. In fact, the first one I was in was up in Canada. It was the night of the WrestleMania that weekend. And that's the first time I've seen Bill in, you know, like 6, 7, 8 years, too. So it was really good to see him.
Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts?
In fact, we're up in New Jersey at the end of July, and then after Charlotte, we go to Toronto for 3 days, too.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm booked with Axe on quite a few of them now.
Mm-hmm. You know, guys, when you guys were Demolition, you guys were, you know, supposed to be the bad guys, and you guys started to get cheered, and you guys turned good. Did you see, like, how the fans started to change, where they kind of liked the tougher guys and not, like, the goody-goody baby faces?
Yeah, and it really started changing about that time. The more and more we beat people up, the more and more people liked us.
Yeah. was that? Do you think that was a change in the wrestling fans, or just like in, amongst people in general?
I think the fans really liked it,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the fans were very smart, and they knew that we could work and we can have good matches and everything. And I think that's what they liked.
Right. Do you think they didn't really capitalize on Legion of Doom versus Demolition feud?
Not at all. They could have went so far with that, but they just didn't let it go.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any? Do you think there was any reason for it, or?
No, I don't know. You know, it. I think what happened is when the Road Warriors came in, Axe and Smash were stronger than the Road Warriors,
mm-hmm.
and the people didn't buy it to start with. So then I think the office just kind of put a, you know, kind of ictionated a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They figured that when the Road Warriors came in, then it was gonna they were gonna be bigger than they were, and we were actually bigger than they were.
Yeah, especially among like WWF fans, because a lot of WWF fans didn't watch other wrestlings.
Right. If we would have went down into WCW or the NWA, wherever they were at that time, then it would have been different. But coming up into our territory, you know, the fans didn't buy it.
Right. How about the Powers of Pain? Do you think that feud went well, or do you think they could have done more with that one too?
Yeah, I think that went as far as it could have gone. You know, it was a little different for us because we were a tag starting out,
mm-hmm.
and we were the best tag team, and they were singles that got together as a tag team. And I think, you know, the fans liked it a lot better when the tag team was a tag team to start with.
Right.
It was like the Hart Foundation,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Do you think you guys had, like, better matches with, like smaller, faster guys where they could play, like, the underdog than, like,
yeah.
against, like, another team that was, you know, big guys?
Yeah, definitely with the guys that could really fly around and work a lot better. That's the best matches we had.
Mm-hmm. Now, who would say, like, probably, like, the best tag team that you guys worked with?
I would say the Hart Foundation was probably one of the best, the British Bulldogs, you know, and then the Strike Force, Rick Martel and Tito Santana were fantastic to work with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then Rock and Roll Express, I guess, in WCW,
yeah,
NWA.
Yeah, Rock and Roll Express, Shawn Michaels and Marty, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm at the Rock and Roll Express, and even when you were the Russians.
Ricky Morton and, yeah.
I talked about, you go on.
Rick Rude's mustache, he actually has a question. He wants to know, were you ever the subject of any ribs by Mr. Fuji?
No, what was great was I was really good friends with Mr. Fuji.
Mm-hmm.
So I was around him all the time, so he never ribbed me.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Did WWE ever contact you about inducting him into the Hall of Fame?
No, they never did. I haven't talked to Vince in a long time. I've talked to a few of the other guys there, but they haven't ever mentioned that.
Some of the other guys at the Fan Fest are going to be, Nikita's going to be there, Nikita Koloff, Demolition Axe is going to be there, Jim Cornette, Dennis Condrey, Midnight Express, Bob Eaton, Stan Lane, Lex Luger.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun to see these guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Shaping up to be a pretty good show.
It's NWALegends.com. Everybody can go there, and if you order your tickets before, I believe, the beginning of August, you can you get a discount if you get all three days, $149 for the VIP.
No,
all
you gonna be there?
Pass. Yep, we're gonna be there.
Yep.
Beautiful.
But why was your tag team so short lived with John Nord? Or was that pretty much like you were saying before that they just didn't want to push you guys?
I don't know. I think that we were too strong, and they didn't want that strong of a tag team.
Yeah. They weren't really pushing tag teams at all at that time in WCW.
No, in fact, Eric Bischoff kind of broke up all the tag teams. He didn't think that the tag teams drew the money.
Mm-hmm. What was he like to work for? Did you know him from Minnesota?
Yeah. I got along great with Eric. He was a good guy. He hired me and then fired me, and he told me he was going to hire me back, and he did, so he was good with his word.
Right.
Good guy.
Do you think that's something missing from wrestling, where the tag teams aren't really that special anymore? It's not really pushed as a big deal?
Yeah, I think it really is, because I think the tag team matches are more exciting than the single matches.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you have to have a little bit of both of them.
What was it like just being in the ring with Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 6?
Unbelievable. He was a good friend of mine, and it was, you know, in the ring he treated me very well, where a lot of the times if he didn't like you, you know, he'd beat you up pretty good.
Right.
Yeah, it was a pleasure being in the ring with him.
Mm-hmm. You got another question from the board there, Inchman?
Brian Blaze, he actually has a question. He wants to know, how were you told to do the Repo Man character, or was that one that you came up with?
In fact, I came up with that.
Mm-hmm.
And Vince liked it, and that's when it went. So that kind of gave me an extra couple more years up with the WWF.
Did you think, like, you know, once Demolition broke up, that it really couldn't work as, like, a singles guy?
Yeah, it. Vince wanted to completely get rid of the Demolition.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever Vince wants, Vince gets.
Right. So you figured you had to, they had to have some kind of new gimmick for you, so you could stick around.
Right.
Did you enjoy? It looked like you had a lot of fun on TV, which I think made it a very memorable character.
Oh yeah, it was the funnest gimmick out of anything I've ever done.
Yeah.
That was the one time before every match, you know, you weren't nervous or anything. You just went out there and did whatever you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the action figures, the Legends action figures of yourself?
Yeah, in fact, Jack Pacific sent me the tag team and the singles ones.
Right.
They're supposed to be coming out with a Repo Man one, too.
Yeah, I think that's up on their website. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah.
Did you collect any of that stuff, like Demolition or, you know, any of your action figures or any of your memorabilia?
Yeah, I have pretty much everything from when I first started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of everything. And I don't know if you remember when the wrestling cards came out in the WWF. I had pretty much one of everybody and had everybody sign them.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
You just keep that in your house, not going to put it up on eBay or anything?
It's not going on eBay. that's when I give to my kid.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, definitely. That's cool.
And then, you know, I got the world championship belt, too, hanging up. I gave to him.
Mm-hmm. Anything you want to tell your fans out there? Why they should come and meet you at the NWA Legends Fan Fest this August?
I just appreciate all of them, because without them, there wouldn't be wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to talking and speaking to them and taking pictures with them and all that.
Cool. Well, we really appreciate you coming on tonight.
All right. I'm glad you called. I wish I'd known it was Easter time you needed me.
That's all right. Yeah, that happened.
All right.
Yep. Can we keep you here for 1 second?